thank you for tuning in to the Movie Geeks United Slam Dance Spotlight on the film Atrocious, which is being billed as a possible next Paranormal Activity. Joining in on this conversation is director Fernando Beretta Luna and producer Jessica Villegas. So tell me the inspiration for Atrocious. How did this all start?
Well, we wanted to make a horror film, like a cinematographic film, normal. But we always had problems to
getting all the money to because it was so expensive.
Yeah, so when we saw Paranormal Activity first times before it was released before it was so successful, and we thought that it could work because we love that kind of style of shooting, like Blair Witch Project, because you can experience something different than in a normal movie. So we adapt the script to this style, and it works because the story fits exactly in this style of movie.
And tell our audience what the story of your film is.
Right. The story is about a family that has a trip to an old house where they used to live 10 years ago. And the siblings, they both investigate about urban legends, ghosts, and paranormal things. And they always put their videos to the YouTube blogs and all that stuff. So in this case, they start investigating about a legend in this place in Sitges about a girl who appears at night. And it's when all start to begin, happen strange things. They understand what's going on around the house, around the woods. And it's finished like in a crime that the police found the footage on how they die.
And Jessica, how did you go about getting this movie off the ground? You said it was a challenge, especially to raise the money. Tell me about that process.
I think everybody who's in this business knows it's very, very difficult to get all the money to be able to make a film. So at first, the film was going to be like $1 million or so in a cinematographic way with special effects and all. And after we saw this Paranormal Activity, and we decided to go this way in first person and camera handle and all this, we thought it was going to be a lot cheaper, and it was like 10 times less to shoot this way than the other. So anyway, it was still like difficult to get the money, but we got this very good investor who believed in us, and he invested in us. And we got our co-producers in Spain who also believed in the story, and they got like many, many things from the government and so we could with very few money, like, make something that looks a lot more expensive than it actually was. So we're very happy with everything.
Well, and when you work so hard trying to put it together and get the money and get it up and running, so once you're there and you're shooting it, what was the biggest challenge for you in shooting the film?
Well, I don't know which one was the best one, but actually we had a problem with the locations. And
we were 2 days before shooting, and we still didn't have permission for this labyrinth that is inside the movie was shot in there.
Yeah, it was like the 50% of the movie that place is, and if we didn't get that, I don't know, the movie it wasn't to be not that special. So that was one of the best problems. Other problems was the time, because we did it only in in 11 days.
Mm.
And the script in 1 month.
So. Yeah, it needed to be so fast so we can enter to the Sitges Film Festival. But we did it. I believe we found out every problem that
we solved everything.
Yeah.
And then we're here.
Exactly.
So when you're, how do you know when you're making a movie that's scary? How do you know that it's working? Do you really feel like you have to get it in front of an audience and see their reaction to truly know if it's working?
Yeah, that's important because you saw the movie so much times that you don't know exactly if it works already. But I believe that it begins when you write the script. When you write the script and you have that fear in the night when you are writing and you feel like this could be scary, I begin that this is the first step. Then you have to put that on the
crew, the whole crew and the actors. All of them were so frightened all of the time.
Yeah, the actors didn't know what was the end of the film, and only the crew knows exactly the full and how it ends. But the actors needed to be so spontaneous, so good to react. At all the things that we say at the moment, that in this moment you're going to be scared by someone in the woods, and they didn't know what is going to be there. So it was like a psychological process that everyone in the crew has a little fear. Sometimes the house was so frightening, and
the labyrinth
at night, and when we edit the movie, I think that you are like making a puzzle, so you don't know if it actually after have all the sound in the mix, you really know if it's going to be scary. And the react of the people was so good that we know that we did it, because
even the crew
in the premiere. At CGS, there was a man beside me who jumps like a meter. Yeah.
Like 3 feet.
And I haven't never before seen someone jump so much in a theater. So in that moment I was laughing because I know we did it.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's got to be really satisfying as a filmmaker to know that your movie's working like that. I read a couple of things about your movie today, and just little kind of trivia about it. I thought this was interesting. Did you use real blood in the film?
Well, that is something that, well, We have an
art department,
and I tell them that I wanted real blood, and to look real, because everything needed to be so real.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought for a moment that they was going to bring blood from an animal or something, but they bring the blood, and it was so real, and I say, okay, it's perfect, it works. And
some days later,
in a conversation,
we found
that they found the blood from a blood bank, and I didn't know what to think, but it's so fun because sometimes at the shooting, the real blood don't look so real.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I tell them to, hey, this isn't real. This
doesn't look like real.
Looks real, and they tell me, but it's real. It's fun.
And another thing, when everyone's talking about your movie, they're saying, "Is this the next Paranormal Activity?" So How do you feel about that? Does that put a lot of pressure on you, or are you thrilled by that comparison?
I believe that it's very obvious to think that it could be compared to Paranormal Activity
or
the Blair Witch Project because of the shooting style. But mm-hmm. once you saw the movie, you can see that it's very different, the story. And I believe that it's very... sometimes I get nervous because the people start expecting more because all the media says it's a new Paranormal Activity. So the expectation is so high so that it could be so frightening. But we are like sure that the people who enjoyed the Blair Witch Project and Paranormal Activity will enjoy this one.
And so what are you hoping from the festival? Obviously, you're hoping for U.S. distribution. Is that your main goal?
Yeah, that's the main goal. As we already sold some countries in the AFM, actually, for that time, we didn't even have this last cut. So now we are gathering all the distributors, our sales agent, who's Satellite Nightmares. They're working on that very, very good. So we're hoping to see a lot of people in there from the industry. And I mean, where we have gone, many, many people is telling us, like, oh, we're going to your film, and we have already the tickets and all that, so we're pretty excited.